everybody?
How you doing?
Morning, sir.
Excellent, excellent.
All right, yeah, I didn't go to Bible study last night because I saw the...
What's so funny?
No,
I didn't go to Bible study last night because I went to see the movie.
The confessional booth is closed. But I'm glad you went to see the movie.
I know. Okay. I knew you would be glad I saw the movie.
I don't know how that lines you up with God, but you're in good shape with me.
Good movie, Bishop.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm so proud.
Good movie.
Yeah, how did you become involved in the production of Sparkle?
Well, I have a first look deal with Sony Pictures, and it works both ways. They brought the picture, the idea, and opportunity to me. Sometimes I bring an idea and opportunity to them, and we both have a right to pass or accept. I chose to accept it because I remember the first Sparkle, loved it, thought it was an amazing movie, and a chance to work on it again with contemporary artists was something I leaped on.
Well, the original movie was not saved. I mean, this movie is a Christian movie that you have. But the original movie was kind of raw, wasn't it?
Well, some of the gratuitous violence we took out of it. I don't really think that this current movie is a faith movie. It's got faith in it, but it also has mayhem, and it's got battles and struggles and nightclubs and R&B music. It has life in it, and Christians live in the world like anybody else. So all the time, we don't just make faith films. We make films that have a message that uplifts us, encourages people, and we're going to do different types of movies. But this is one I thought was a good movie to do.
A lot of tears last night when Whitney performed.
You know something?
In the audience.
I can believe it. But, you know, in her passing, I think so many people were touched and moved. But even when she performed on the set, there were tears.
Mm. I can understand that because if she had not passed recently, you would have still said, wow, what a great performance by Whitney Houston. I'm so glad she's made a comeback. And that's
exactly.
what brings the tears.
What I thought.
Yeah.
I thought this is going to be, she's going to rebound, it's going to be great, it's going to be good. And then we got the tragic news and just had to live with it.
You have a very varied audience in the people that were there last night, ages and what have you, people who remember the original Sparkle, people who know idea that there was an original Sparkle. But people also tweeted questions to you, Bishop Jakes, and one of them is, it has to do with one of the particular audiences there. And Sharon Hannock said, I remember the message I got from watching Sparkle as a teenager. What message does the new Sparkle have for teenagers today? And is it the same or has it changed? What do you think?
I don't know what she got out of the first one, but I think there is some synergy between the first and second one.
Hold on to your dreams?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's exactly what I think young people are going to get out of it. In spite of the storms, you might not have come from a perfect background or perfect family. If you've got a dream and if you've got a talent, to hold on to your dream and fight your way up and don't let your circumstances stop you. And I think that's something that young people, and frankly, some of us older people need too.
Yeah.
I didn't see you making a cameo appearance in this one.
No cameos. I stayed up behind the camera.
Not this time?
I enjoyed that. I don't have a need to always be on camera.
That was a perfect part. As a preacher at Sunday dinner, could have, you know.
You know, at the time we shot the film, I was involved in so many other things.
Yeah, there is a preacher.
Yeah. Well, I do that in real life. Minus the chicken dinners.
I know you got a lot going on, but and you mentioned you were doing some other things, but I really have been enjoying you on Oprah's Life Class.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure to do that and to work with her and to share with another audience that I normally wouldn't get a chance to reach. I learned a lot and hopefully I gave something to it. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Jordan Sparks, she's amazing. Who knew
she
could act like that just by being a runner-up on American Idol?
She won
American Idol. She won American Idol. How do you know from winning American Idol that she could carry a role like that?
Sometimes all the stars line up and God just kisses the moment. And with Jordan Sparks, I really felt like that is what happened. That not only
she
is she a great
perfect
actress, she has this way of bringing this childlike innocence to the role that really took it to another level. I think she was amazing.
You know, they talked about this movie and being made with Aaliyah years ago before her untimely death. And as you said, now it just seems like the stars just aligned because this was a favorite movie of Whitney's and her efforts to get this movie made. Everything just seemed to work to bring the right people to this roles, to the roles
and
in this movie.
It was even on the set. I mean, everybody got along. There was no drama. We had no nightmares to tell. And that seldom happens. But there was a chemistry offset that I think you really benefit from when the camera is on, because if you don't have chemistry offset, sometimes it's difficult to fake it totally when you get on set. But they were really connected, and Jordan and Whitney in particular, there was a bond there. I think because they had similar goals and similar backgrounds and similar giftings, and there was a sense of mentorship going on off camera between them that was great on the camera.
Well, congratulations, Bishop. Good job.
It's great to have done it.
Sparkle opens tomorrow, and it is it's a bittersweet experience watching this movie.
Yeah.
But really, congratulations.
How's the soundtrack?
About opening weekend, everybody.
Remember
how's,
that,
how's
huh?
the soundtrack?
Soundtrack's incredible, unbelievable. CeeLo Green, great music on it, great songs throughout the whole soundtrack as well as the movie. I think people are going to love it all.
All right. And we've got 25 copies of the soundtrack. 25
wow.
copies of the soundtrack. Sparkle to the next 25 Text Time Club members at 646464. Bishop?
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you at the movies.
I'll be there. Guaranteed.
I'll see you in church.
Right.
I've seen the movie.
Have mercy, Jesus.